One down and one to go. Now that personal income tax cuts are signed, sealed and delivered, the federal government's looking to complete its full tax blueprint by getting the final stage of its company tax cuts legislated. But some are asking whether that task is now harder given the $144 billion price tag of the cuts delivered yesterday. Joining us now is the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Good morning and welcome back
to AM. Good morning, Sarah.
How tempted are you to take up Chris Bowen's offer and drive down to Yarralumla and call a general election on tax?
Well, Chris Bowen's completely failed to deliver any sort of alternative to the great achievement we've been able to deliver for Australian families. You know, the Australian families, middle-income families, are getting more money back. They're keeping more of the money they've earned. We said we would ensure that they could keep more of the money they earned. We've delivered on that with this tax reform. It is a comprehensive tax reform. It rewards aspiration. It encourages aspiration. It will result in middle income taxpayers getting $530 back next year, but over the period of the whole reform, of course, you get to the point where from $41,000 up to $200,000, the marginal tax rate for every extra dollar is 32.5 cents. That's a massive reform. You're getting rid of the 37-cent tax bracket. This is what people have been talking about for years, having a tax system that is flatter, that's simpler, that's fairer and lower taxes. And this is all targeted at middle-income Australians. Those on high incomes actually pay more of the total tax take in under our reforms than they do today. And the Labor Party, which used to be the party that said it was delivering and working for aspirational Australians, now says aspiration is a mystery. Chris Bowen must wonder why he is in politics at all.
But both sides of politics are now saying that their tax plan is the right one from Australia. For Australia, both of you can't be right.
Well, of course, Labor is absolutely not right. Labor is absolutely wrong. Labor has abandoned the people the Labor Party was founded to support and protect.
It's promising.
They've abandoned aspirational Australians.
Labor is saying
that somebody that earns $100,000 a year or $90,000 a year is rich, is a multimillionaire and needs to be soaked. You look at the people. So, you know,
sorry,
whether you're
Prime
talking
Minister.
About high school principals, primary school principals, senior police officers, they are all going to be paying thousands of dollars more tax in 2024-25 under Labor's plan.
It's promising
a
rollback.
They've abandoned middle-income Australia.
It's promising a rollback for high-income earners to deliver deeper cuts for low-income workers. And through the rollbacks, it could now spend that money on hospitals and education, and that just might be an alternative that voters prefer.
Sabra, we are spending record amounts on hospitals. We're spending record amounts on health.
And they could promise more?
Labor is lying about it. They're out there in Longman saying we're cutting funding from the Caboolture Hospital. Funding for the hospital system from the Commonwealth and that part of Brisbane has increased 53% since Labor was in government. Our new five-year hospital deal for the states will deliver an extra $7.5 billion to Queensland hospitals, $30 billion across the country. When Labor was in government, they had to defer listing life-saving drugs on the PBS because their budget was out of control. We list them as they are recommended, and we're able to do that because we've got the budget under control. I mean,
the five by-elections next month, will these elections be a test of this policy? Will they be a referendum on your tax policy?
Well, of course, this competing tax policies will certainly be key issues in those by-elections, naturally. And the reality is a vote for Bill Shorten is a vote for higher taxes, higher personal income taxes, weaker economic growth and fewer jobs. That's what Bill Shorten, that is his vision of Australia, is one based on grievance. Ours is based on aspiration and ambition and incentive and enterprise.
For low-income earners, $10 a week is a relief that they'll get. High-income earners, it'll be something like $130 a week. Can you understand how those people on low incomes will think that that's just not fair?
Well, Sabra, people on high incomes pay most of the tax. Let me give you this example.
But Sabra, I just put that question to you.
Yeah, and I'm putting an answer to you, which you may not want to hear, but it's the truth. Right now, people in the top tax bracket, over 180,000, 45-cent tax bracket, are paying 30% of the total income tax take. It's about 4% of taxpayers, and they're paying 30% of the total income tax take. Under our reforms in 24-25, that top tax bracket threshold moves up to 200. And do you know what? People in that bracket will be paying 36% of the total income tax take. So those people on higher incomes will be paying more of the total income tax receipts of the Commonwealth than they are today. So under our plan, the tax system continues to be fair and progressive, and those on higher incomes pay the most tax.
But getting to the point of that question, can you understand how people on low incomes will view that? They'll think, I'm only getting 10 bucks. They're getting 130.
You've got to look at how much tax people
can
pay.
Can you understand how they'd feel aggrieved?
Sabra, of course I can, but you've got to look at the total amount of tax you pay. You see, under our plan, from $41,000 to $200,000, the marginal tax rate will be 32.5 cents in the dollar for every dollar you earn. But the person on $200,000 is making five times as much as the person on $40. They're paying 13 times as much tax. The person on $41,000 is paying about 11% of their income in tax. Overall, the person on $200 will be paying around 30% overall. Now, so what you're seeing is much more tax being paid by on higher incomes.
You say that this will help Australians with their dreams. What if by 2024 the world economy has changed? It goes south because of perhaps trade wars or something like that. Are you prepared to reassess that plan if you're still in government or cut government services if that's what happens?
Government services are better funded now than they ever have been.
Of the question, if the economy has turned south by then, is this LAW law tax cuts? Are you prepared to do a Paul Keating and reassess it?
Sabra, this tax reform is a long-term, conservative, well-thought-out tax reform, which is fair. It makes for a simpler tax system. It results in lower taxes. And what Bill Shorten... He wants to go to an election and say...
If the economy changes in that time, because that's a long way away, and
Sabra, I hope we're able to bring... I would love to think that we would be able to bring some of these tax cuts forward if the economy and if the budget enables it. But what I can say this to you, what we are committed to is long-term, comprehensive tax reform. Shorten tried to respond with offering, more money in the short term.
Sure, and let's talk about...
He has no plan. Well, no, we've got to talk about him because...
I've just put to you a question about your own circumstances.
The biggest threat to health funding in Australia is Bill Shorten because he has no plan for a stronger economy. And despite what many may think and assert in the media, everything we do in government, every dollar we spend on essential services, health, law enforcement, security, defence, roads, education depends on a strong economy. We've got stronger government revenues. You know why? We've got record jobs growth. More Australians are getting jobs now than we've seen ever in our history. The largest jobs growth in 2017 in any year in our history. And we have the lowest percentage of working age Australians on welfare in 25 years. That's great news. It's great news for them. It's great news for everybody that's able to get a job. And what it means is the government's got more revenues to provide those essential services. And if you don't have them, you have to do what Labor did back when they were in government and start postponing listing life-saving drugs.
The rest of your corporate tax cuts, will that be put to Parliament for a vote next week?
It'll be before the Senate next week.
Will it be put to a vote?
It'll be put to a vote, sure.
And if it doesn't get up, will you put it to one side and take it to the next election?
Sabra, we are committed to the full implementation of our corporate tax plan. And, we are working with the Senate.
You're working with
the crossbenchers. We're committed to it. And again, do you know why? Because we've got to have a competitive tax system. We currently have our corporate tax rate for the larger companies is at 30%, which is the second highest in the OECD. Now, do you want Australian businesses to be competitive? I do, because that delivers more jobs. It delivers higher wages, more investment, higher productivity, and a stronger economy, and therefore higher government revenues to put into hospitals and schools and roads and so forth.
Prime Minister, a Conservative pocket within the government seems determined to wreck the prospects of any deal on the National Energy Guarantee. How seriously do you take Tony Abbott's threat to cross the floor?
Look, the National Energy Guarantee, as you just heard from Fiona Simpson a little while ago, has enormous support. It is, I think Fiona described it as the only game in town. But, you know, the National Farmers Federation supports it. The manufacturers support it.
Is it a serious threat, though?
It is. The National Energy Guarantee has the strong support, overwhelming support of the party room. But most importantly, it's got the overwhelming support of the community. And what it delivers, it will deliver, is lower prices. Now, our policies, my government's policies, are already delivering lower gas prices, lower wholesale generation prices, and, as we're seeing now, lower retail prices, and there's more to come. So we have got a plan for lower energy prices, and we're delivering on that. Just as we said we had a plan for lower taxes, we're delivering on that. Just as we said we had a plan for jobs and growth, we've got record jobs growth and 3.1% GDP growth. So we're delivering on our economic plan. That's what we promised in 2016, and that's what we're delivering.
Prime Minister, thank you for joining the program
this
morning.
Thanks so much, Sabra.